This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows, astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. We back yet again, man. It's another glorious Tuesday. We made it. Now you're gonna be listening to this on a Wednesday if you're not watching it live, but it's Tuesday when I record it. So that means I was blessed enough to see another week to come over here on this side, health, voice, energy, vitality, all that good things. I woke up this morning, you know what I'm saying? The blessings come in fast. Dapper is doing better. You know, my cat Dapper, if you're not aware, my tuxedo cat, he was having some health issues with his liver that was causing all kind of stuff. I think this is the culprit, based on what they told me. Mind you, they tried to get me for another $900 and something. When I went to the internal medicine specialist, and then they was like, yeah, we can do this, this, that, and the third, $900 something. I'm like, y'all just making prices up. And then I reached out to the vet that's near me. They never hit me back. They never hit me back with some estimates they would charge for those similar things. So I gotta double back on them and see what's going on. But anyway, so they were telling me what cats do, right? Cats are so headstrong and silly, if you will, that if they don't like something about the food, if they don't want to eat, if they make a stance on, hey, I'm not eating, they can go a couple days without eating, and then boom, their liver's fucked up. Now their liver is doing that crazy thing where it's going to shut everything else down. And so they could die off easily just from that. And so what I was doing was, I was trying to, you know, Dapper had a lot of dandruff. And so a friend of mine recommended, yeah, you can get some fish oil to, you know, to that'll help with the cat's coats. I was like, all right. So I got these fish oil drops. Now I was putting the fish oil on top of the dry food, right? And so I thought it would make their food even better. You know what I'm saying? I thought they were going to like it more because of the fish oil. I was like, yeah, fish. You know what I'm saying? Because cats like fish. They like seafood. You know what I'm saying? Red lobster. You know what I'm talking about? The seafood platter. You know what I'm saying? Salmon cooked cats. Crab cracking Mondays. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? So I'm adding the fish oil to the cat food. And so I just noticed that they weren't eating it like they normally would. I would just see mad food like left over. But Midnight is so greedy that he was still just like, yeah, I'm gonna just eat whatever you serve up. And so, but I wasn't noticing that, you know, I just wouldn't see Dapper eating. I would never catch him. And so I think that's what led to his health issues, is because he wasn't eating, and then that fucked up his liver. And then boom, pow, that's how we ended up in this. That's what I'm thinking. Since the samples came back okay, it was just his liver was tripping. And so now they want to monitor his weight. So when I took him back Friday, they said his weight went down 0.2 2 pounds. It was like 0.2 pounds or something like that. And so they're always worried that when the cat is not gaining weight, they get worried. And so if his weight continues to decline, then that's when they worry about other health issues if he's not gaining weight back. So he did lose weight during this ordeal, but he's been eating. Like, he's been eating. And then the other day, so I've been watching him, like, how he eats and stuff like that. He's been running in there. And then I had laid out some wet cat food. And then I noticed he didn't indulge. And so I was like, oh, shit. And so then I poured dry food in the bowl next to it. And then he came in and got the dry. So I was like, oh, he still wants the dry food. And so he was eating that. So then I saw him eating the wet and the dry. His energy's been up. He's like his normal self energy wise. The cats have been fighting. They've been getting along better. Midnight ain't tripping no more. And thanks for joining the Patreon, Flea Market Owl. Appreciate you. So Dapper is looking and doing a lot better. His neck, where the neck tube is, the tube is out. So the tube is gone. So he's just got to let that wound air dry. So I just got to monitor that, make sure it's not leaking any colorful discharges or anything like that. So, yeah, man. So Dapper is on the upswing. I want to thank everybody, every single one of you that donated and chipped in to help Dapper out, man. It was much appreciated. Them medical bills was crazy, you know. So if you have pets, make sure you get some type of pet insurance for the emergencies. They're not going to really do much damage on regular vet visits, but when you need that emergency joint, I heard it's beneficial. I can't use it now because, you know, it was a pre-existing issue, but you know what I'm saying? Because them prices is crazy. And so, especially now that I just bought a house, I'm going to do some remodeling and stuff like that. So my pockets is getting assassinated right now. So y'all chipping in helped out a lot. I just want to say thank you to everybody. To everybody in the IG Live right now, join my Patreon. What's up, Gregory? Join my Patreon right here, right now. Join it right here, right now. You know what I'm saying? If you're not a member of my Patreon, join up right here, right now. I want 10 new members right here, right now. Cause y'all be getting enough content from me on the free all the time, man. Y'all don't want to make the real commitment, man. See, y'all think I'm balling because of Instagram videos. I'm not. Y'all think I'm balling because the voiceover videos go crazy. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I get my money through stand-up comedy and, you know, commercials or whatever. But listen, y'all, it ain't what you think it is. You know what I'm saying? So you can join up to my Patreon for $5 a month. You can pay $5 a month, $7 a month, $10 a month, or $25 a month. It's up to you. It's up to you. So, you know. And by no means, you know what I'm saying, I'm not broke, but I just want to monetize everything that I can, if possible. So, and plus the voiceovers might not last that much longer, y'all. I'm going to be honest with y'all. The voiceovers, you got commitment issues, so do I. No excuse. The voiceovers might not last that much longer because they keep pulling them from my page. Let me tell y'all this. I've told y'all this before, but let me explain something to y'all again, right? When I do the voiceovers, I'm just doing them on videos people send me or I just see online. I don't have, a lot of times I can't find the original poster, and so I just do the voiceover. I don't have the copyright clearance to do these, right? So, based on the community guidelines of Instagram, they can pull them from my page. If you get too many pulls off your page, they can take your whole page down. They can just delete your whole thing. You're done. So, I've had several videos pulled off of my page already. So, at any point in time, they could just take my page. Even though I got 2.9 million followers, it don't matter. People have lost pages with way more followers than that. So I know y'all be wanting more voiceovers. I know you want the skibbity paps and the crams and all of that. But please know I am putting myself at risk by doing that. You know, there's certain companies out here that's coming for me that's trying to charge me as well. They're like, yo, you owe us 10K because of these videos we seen on your page. And so all of this is another stressor for me. So I know y'all be wanting the voiceovers and you love them, and that's how you found me. But I just got a Gerald video pulled off my page today. They just gave me the alert. So another thing, when I do get stuff pulled from my page, I get penalized, whether it be monetarily or I can't use the live, whatever the case. So I be trying to tell y'all this, and y'all be like, yeah, voiceovers. So that's why I'm not comfortable doing voiceovers at the rate that I once was. And a lot of times when people send me personal videos, they're not funny. They're either not funny or there's nothing to work with. So, you know, and mind you, all of this from something that doesn't even pay me. I don't get paid from the voiceovers. I get paid from live shows. That's why I implore you to come to my live shows. You know what I'm saying? Come see me when I'm in your city. Come see me at the local shows, you know what I'm saying? Or my Patreon or my YouTube. So if you really fuck with me for real, like you claim that you do, you got to support the stuff that I have control over and that I can make a living from. If not, you just a casual, you can stay in the distance. But don't give me all that, yo, man, I love you. That's got to be shown in real support. So I just want to convey that yet again, because I know y'all be like, yeah, where the voiceovers at? Man, them voiceovers ain't safe for me. So, you know, and I want y'all to follow. I want y'all to follow my other pages just in case they take my main page, which they could at any point in time. So I've already listed those other pages. It's Tony Baker Comedy is still a page. Tony Baker Loves Movies, Tony Baker Randomly. Follow those three pages for the just in case. Oh, and thank you for getting those San Diego tickets, Duchess. I appreciate you. I will be in San Diego October 25th through the 27th. I will be at the La Jolla Comedy Store. So if you're out there, come through. So I just want to convey that to y'all. For those of you that keep wondering, yo, where the voiceovers at? Well, you know, that comes with a risk. Anyway, that's why I'm always promoting my shows and my Patreon and my YouTube and my podcast. This is stuff I can monetize, right? So spread the word. Support for real. You know what I'm saying? I got enough followers that just liking and double tapping. That's cool, but the real support is elsewhere. So I just want to convey that. So with that being said, I want 10 new Patreon members right here, right now. 10 new members right here, right now, man. Shout out to the new members, Ivory Penn, Hodge House, Devin Hicks, Cha, Jacqueline Lee, and Priscilla. Shout out to y'all. I want 10 new members today, right here, right now. Click the link in my bio, click that Patreon tab, and join up. Join up. Thanks, Craig. Anyway, I just wanted to convey that because Instagram be low-key stressing me out. Shout out to my patron saints that are in the building for real. Shout out to 2 Jesse, SF49er girl, Candy Cammy, Ebony Walker, Aries Torres, Etta, Thomas Booker, Coco Puff, Tony Ant, Kobe McGuire, Zakia, Charla, Dallas D, Sherry Tucker, Keisha Clark, Simone L, Chef Matt Owens, Randomly CJ, G-Man, Wolfen, Sanders, Sharon McD, Trey Porter, Jamal B, Chloe Franklin, Ebony ATL, Miss Crawford, Mishi, Ryan, Daphne, Lloyd Spence, David Williams. I just want to thank y'all for being Patreon members over here. They want me to cut the live off because they don't like y'all freeloading. They want me to cut the live off right here, right now. But I want to get the ball rolling on the conversation before I cut y'all off. But before I do that, I got bills to pay in here. So we know that money be tight. As y'all know, you know, expenses come up, just like my expenses with, you know, making sure Dapper is alive. Expenses come up. They hit you in the mouth. Life doesn't happen biweekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Now, Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. All right. Just download the Earning app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. All right. So, you know, if anything can arise, car trouble, trouble at the house, leaky faucet, something goes wrong, something breaks, you got to get something fixed, medical issues, whatever the case may be, Earning is there. It could be a special night out, last minute gift for a loved one, unexpected trip to the vet, upcoming rent, new dress, school clothes, shoes, whatever you may need. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? Earning is there. Make Earning a part of your financial routine and join Earning's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earning, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. That's what you want. You want that peace of mind. And that's what Earning is bringing to the table. I wish Earning was around when I was working a 9-to-5 because that would have been beneficial to me. So download Earning today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. That's E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in verbal cardio under podcast when you sign up. Type that in. When you download the app, type in that verbal cardio. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. Verbal cardio under podcast, right? Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company and not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. So get in on that Earning, man. Trust and believe it's worth it. It is worth it. Now, so I gave y'all the Dapper update. Let me ask y'all this, and this is for the ladies, man. This is for the ladies. Sabrina, how you doing? What's going on over there? I'm super worried about Sabrina, man, because she is in Florida, and I'm big worried. But I've been on her neck a little bit, you know, just making sure they good, and I'm gonna continue to be on that neck. Pause, you know what I'm saying? Just making sure. I know you're stressed. I'm stressed too, but I'm trying to be cool, but I'm low-key stressed, but I know your stress is even 10 times that. So I'm going to be harassing you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be harassing the shit out of you because, you know, I don't like what's happening right here, right now, over there in Florida right now. Crazy. Now, Leola, she's in another part of Florida, so I'm kind of worried about her, too. But, like, anybody in Florida, and the thing that sucks is people are telling Sabrina, just leave. It's not easy to leave when everybody's clogging the freeways trying to get the hell up out of Dodge. And the gas stations are running out of gas. So it's easier said than done. It's easier said. Now, Sabrina and her mom had a helicopter, then you're like, cool. But not everybody has the option to just dip out at this stage in the game. So keep, and everybody has a gun. Keep checking on your Florida people, y'all, because it's going down out there. So keep an eye on your Florida people. Panicky people are the scariest people of all time. And I was looking at this video. They said Americans have 500 million firearms. It was a video I was looking at, world records held by countries. And the world record that Americans hold is we have the most firearms out of any country in the world. And it said 500 million. I'm like, yo, we have more guns than people. That shit is crazy. So let me ask y'all this. And this is for the ladies. I'm going to ask y'all this. And the men can chime in as well. Got a question. So there's a girl that's interested, right, in me. And I'm just not really showing a lot of effort to, you know, to do anything. You know what I mean? And so I noticed I got unfollowed. Like, everything is cool. The communication's cool. There's no beef. There's no riff. There's no nothing. Everything was cool as far as I knew. And I noticed I got unfollowed. And I'm just like, what'd I do? And I didn't reach out. I didn't say, yo, you unfollow me? None of that. I'm just like, I'm taking it as, I guess because I wasn't showing, I guess since I wasn't showing enough effort and interest and, you know, making moves or anything like that, she was just like, I'm unfollowing this nigga. Let me ask you, is that a thing? Is that a thing y'all be doing? Is that a thing y'all be doing? If somebody that you're interested in is not reciprocating the energy or the effort that you would like to see, you just unfollow? You have to tell Tony what you need and give him the option to act on it or not, ladies. Sabrina knows me well. And Maya asks, are you a good dater? Answer the class. Am I a good dater? I don't consider myself a good dater, because if you're impatient with dating, I'm not a good dater for you. If you are impatient, then the answer is going to be no. The answer is going to be a smooth, hot, a hot and ready, crispy edged no. If the clock is on and you all about, don't waste my time, time is of the essence, time. If that's how you moving, Sabrina got the answers. Sabrina got the answers y'all want. I'm not a good dater. If you racing against the clock, if you racing against biology, if you racing against your family pressure, then you gonna consider me a bad dater, because I'm not pressed. I'm not pressed, and I don't like to be pressed. I like to go with the flow. I like to be organic. I like the flow. Boom, pow. So there's that. So in terms of, am I a good dater? It depends on who you ask. But I would say, you know, if you used to getting pressed and hounded and, you know what I'm saying, time is being made, like, you know what I'm saying, multiple times a week and, you know, this, that, and the third. No, I am not. At least that's how I see it myself. You know what I mean? But I will say this. I'm cutting the live off on IG. Because if you want to see this episode live as we record, you got to be a member of the Patreon. You can't be out here freeloading. All right, Sabrina says, if you're focused on relationship energy instead of friendship energy, you will be let down. If you're rushing to be locked in, move on. Tony does not like being rushed. Take it from somebody I was in a relationship with for 5 years. If you don't want to take my word for it, take it from Sabrina. She giving you the answers and the glossary right here. Because, you know, friendship is a big thing for me. Friendship is very important to me. And this, too, I get offended if you can't see beyond your attraction of me. I get offended. And Sabrina's not a hater. She is not a hater. That's facts. I want Tony to be happy. Man, come on, man. Listen, I want you to be safe in Florida. But I'm saying this. What the hell was I saying? Word glossary. When people can't see beyond the attraction of me, I get offended. Like, you know, because I'm a complete human. Like, you know, yes, you're attracted to me. Yeah, you want to see where something goes. You like me. You whatever you want to do, you want to smash, you want to do whatever. I want you to value me beyond that. That's what I like. That's what I prefer. This is who I am. I know a lot of people are, I consider people, it comes off as childish to me, and I know people won't agree. It just comes off as childish to me that people can't separate dating energy from anything else a human has to offer. Like when they like, oh, if we not dating, then you dead to me. We not going to be friends, this, that. And they take pride in that mentality. And that's fine. You don't want to waste your energy with somebody that you wanted to date, but they might not have wanted to date you. It didn't work out, whatever the case may be. And you want to cut off that access to you. That's cool. But for me, I like to be valued beyond attraction, beyond dating. You know what I mean? I like for you to care about what I do for a living. I like for you to care about, you know, my personality, my hopes and dreams, my thoughts on things. And I don't want everything to be wrapped up in the attraction of the dating or whatever. So when I see somebody unfollow me just because I'm not pressing them, I'm like, damn, there was no value outside of me trying to pursue you. There was no, you know what I'm saying? You don't think, you know, the videos I put out were funny. You don't find me, you know, entertaining. You don't find me interesting as a person outside of the attraction. And see, for me, oh, they want me to cut the IG live off. They want me to cut it off. Sabrina says this, I will only respect you due to the label. Fuck that. I'm still cool with Tony because we were genuine friends, and I don't take that shit. I don't take the vulnerability he showed me throughout for granted. And see, that's the vibe. That's why like Sabrina is never getting cut off from me. Like I know people like to side eye and be like, oh, you still cool with your ex? A lot of people like to side eye that. You still cool with your ex, huh? What's going on there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Sabrina's very respectful of boundaries. If there's a new woman involved, I already know she'll be respectful of the boundary, and she'll establish, you know, connection with the girl that I'm currently seeing, if I'm seeing someone, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people can't handle that. They can't wrap their head around that. And so, you know, with me and Sabrina, there's an actual friendship. Like, I care about her as a human being and as a person and as somebody that I shared a life with for 5+ years. So, and we went through hell together with losing Serene. So we were in the trenches of absolute emotional trauma together. And so for me, you're not getting cut off from that. You know what I'm saying? That was a moment in time where it's just solidified. When you go through something like that with somebody, you're bonded for life. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I'm not cutting it off just because somebody's insecure or whatever. It's like I value her as a human being. And so a lot of people just can't wrap their head around that. But wrap your head around this. I'm cutting off the IG live. I'm cutting off the IG live, y'all, because, you know what I'm saying? If you want to see the rest of this episode live, you want to chime in live and get in on it, because everybody in the Patreon is like, cut the live off. So I'm cutting it off. If you want to get in on this uncut, join my Patreon. Click the link in my bio. Click that Patreon. And hold on. This is not a trauma bond. Trauma bond is something else. If you look up the definition of trauma bond, this doesn't meet that criteria. This is something else. So this is like, because I looked up trauma bond the other week. I was like, trauma bond, that doesn't sound like what this is. And the definitions that I saw of trauma bonding and how it relates to relationships, it didn't really fit what we went through. And so we were together for years before, you know, we lost Serene. And so in that moment, it's just like when you see the people around you in that moment of pure emotional crisis from a sudden death, that's a different, like, You know, it's like we were in Vietnam together, right? It was like we was in Vietnam. It was like we was in the trenches. It was just like, you know, your Vietnam partners, you'd be like, man, we really went through that. Yeah, we did. A toast to Serene. And then, anyway, I'm cutting off the live. Cutting it off right here, right now. But join my Patreon. Sick of y'all. So, yeah, with all that being said, I like to be valued outside of the dating space or the dating outlook. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, if it's to a level to where we did end up dating, we did have some type of relationship that got physical and emotional, that's different. Where you need to create space to where it hurts to see me. That's different. I'm not talking about that level of boundary where it's just like, I'd be better off if I didn't look at you right now because, you know, I'm hurt. That's fine. But when it's something light, like on the surface, nothing was even really established like that. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to just unfollow you because you ain't putting forth no effort. It's just like, I don't know. It's just kind of silly to me. It's just kind of unnecessary. And it's just like, well, where's the value outside of, you know what I'm saying, that element of it? And so I value the people that I'm attracted to outside of the attraction. And that's how I roll. Like, you know, if I'm attracted to a woman, there's various ingredients involved in that. Like, of course, I'm a man that likes beauty, so I definitely have a visual aesthetic that I like, and it varies. But you know, I like to be visually attracted to who I'm feeling like. I'm like, man, she fine. She look good. You know what I'm saying? Damn, ooh, she look good. I'm a man, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all be trying to be like, Tony's one of the good ones, but I'm also filthy. I'm filthy too. You know what I'm saying? Shallow. You know what I'm saying? I like a pretty face, ass and titties. Yes. Yeah. I like that. You know what I'm saying? Legs. I'll be like, I'll be looking, you know what I'm saying? At a physical being. Yes. This is me. I'm like, man, she look good as hell. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going front. I'm not going to hide that. You know what I'm saying? A pretty face. You know what I'm saying? She got that booty going, you know? Titties on. Listen, I have that element, man. I'm good and filthy. Good, filthy, and shallow, man. I'll be like, But then, beyond that, with my age comes, all right, what's her energy like? What's the personality like? The looks got me to look over there. Now I need more. What the energy like? What's the flow like? Do we mesh? Do we vibe? I need all of that as well. And so within getting to get to know the person, to know the vibe, to know the energy, to know what's going on, your mindset, your mentality, all of that, I start to value you as a human at that point. Like, if the vibes is right, you know what I'm saying? We getting along, we vibing, we doing all this, we doing all that. I value you as a person at that point. I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting to know you now, you know what I'm saying? I care about your hopes and dreams. I care about your family. I care about your friends and what you're into, you know what I mean? And so that's how I like to connect with people. Even if it doesn't work out on the dating front, I still value you as a human. And I feel like we're losing that out here in this dating space where people just want to be like, either we dating or we nothing. Fuck you. You ain't got nothing else to offer. I don't need no new friends. I don't need no new acquaintances. If we ain't hollering, if we ain't caked up, fuck you. Forget about all those conversations we had when we connected as people. All of that is null and void. You stay over there. You're dead to me. That's not how I move. So that means what it means is you saw no value in me beyond the dating element. If you could just easily discard me like that, to where it's just like, ah, you know, I'll say what's up if you say what's up to me. But listen, I ain't about to give you my energy like that. You're not about to get access to me. What do you mean access? A conversation is access to me. You're doing too much. You're doing too much. Relax. Goddamn relax. And so that's how I look at it. Because like the women I'm attracted to, I'll be digging in. I'll be like, yo, man, I like what you said about this. I like what you said about that. And like, and most people are like that. It's trash, though. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. And that's why it's so annoying that people can't wrap their heads around me being friends with my exes. A lot of people can't fathom that. Being friends with your ex? What? What? Nah, man. Why y'all break up then? If y'all friends, why y'all not together? They can't fathom that. And I don't move like that. That's not how I move. Now, mind you, I'm not talking about a situation where it was scandalous and there was cheating and physical abuse. That's totally different than what I'm talking about right here, right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about some serious piece of shittery activities going. But, you know, just to see the value of people outside of the dating. And I get it. You know, you might not be a people person like that. You might not really care about people like that. Like if they're not offering you the romantic element that you want, you see no use for them in your life. If we not dating, if we not talking, I don't need no use for you. Like you hold no value to me. And that's fine if that's how you look at people, but that's not how I look at people. And so, you know, so when I do see situations where I didn't do anything to you, there was no argument, there was no anything, and I just get unfollowed just because, you know what I'm saying? Especially when, you know, vibes was cool, it's just like, well, damn, that sucks. And I was just like, because then you start to ask yourself, what did I do, you know? And I didn't ask what I did, and I was just like, all right. Whatever, so I unfollow back. I will unfollow back because it's just like, well, if you're on that type of time, then all right, fuck it then. But, and this is some light work. This is light work. But you know, she always made reference to like, yo, when you going? And I will admit, I can be frustrating to women. I could be frustrating to women because of how slow I move. I get it. I understand. I'd be moving slow. I'd be taking my time. I'd just be. And y'all be like, where's the pressure? Especially the women that I'm attracted to are hot commodities. You know what I'm saying? So they get impressed. You know what I mean? The women that I like, dudes like as well. So it's not like, you know, they just sitting out here never getting hollered at. These are women that are used to being pursued, hounded, and pressed. So then they meet somebody like me, and I'm just like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm not backing it up with a lot of action. And so they're just like, man, what the fuck is this? So I get it. I understand. David Williams said, that's cool, Tony. Yet are the women communicating in a clear way of what they want, or are they being vague about it? If she's not talking about it, then you can't do anything about it. Well, that particular, the woman that unfollowed me, she would just make reference to, when you gonna ask me out? When we gonna hang out again? When we going? She's made reference to that. And I'll just be like, yeah, you're right. But I wouldn't commit to nothing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I get the frustration. I get how I can be frustrating. Especially when you're used to certain types of men doing certain things. Like you're accustomed to, you know. Men about that action, man. They be pulling up tough. They be on your neck. And you know, I be slow moving. women be like, you know, finally. Damn, about time. I was wondering. That's what I get from women most of all. Finally. About time. I was wondering. I thought you never ask. So I get it, y'all. I get it. I'm sorry. She asked me out one time. She was just like, yo, can we go to the... I was like, let's do it. And then we went out, you know. But women don't like to feel like the aggressors. Women don't like to feel like they the ones, you know, chasing me. They don't like to feel like that. When women start to feel like they the ones with their foot propped up Captain Morgan style on me, they like, man, what the fuck am I doing? What am I doing here? I'm pursuing you. Watch out. Women don't like that. Especially women of a certain caliber, they like, nah, man, this ain't how it's supposed to go. You supposed to be chasing me down. And some women don't. Some women don't mind. Some women be like, listen, Tone, what's up? But some women prefer to be pursued. And so I get it. Well, some men don't mind it. Some men... Here's the thing. There's no definite all here. So when we say men like this, men don't like that, women like this, women don't like that, there's no definite. You know, there's always exceptions to the rule. Always exceptions to the rule. So keep in mind, I'm not making blanket statements, but I just know that a lot of women don't like to feel like the pursuer. They've told me this. They're like, I don't like feeling like I'm chasing you down. And from what I know from men that I've talked to and that I know, I don't hear a lot of complaining when men are pursued. Like I can't think of too many times where I've heard men tell me, yo, man, she's trying to holler at me, man. She just on me, man. I don't like that. I don't like being... So I really don't hear that a lot from the men that I know and the conversations that we've had when women have shot their shot. They've attained something, whether it be the relationship or if they wanted the dick, they've attained it. They got it, you know. So from the guys that I know where the women were like, yo, what's up? The women have had some success in that realm. You know, it wasn't like dudes was just like, man, she tried to holler at me, man. It was too aggressive, man. I backed out. I faded off. So when you say, you know, some men don't like that, though, I'll be like, what men? Especially in this day and age where, you know what I'm saying, the Me Too era, women not feeling safe, you know what I'm saying? And then you hear women complaining on social media about how men approach them, this, that, and the third. We're developing a wave of men, and they ain't going to say nothing to you. They're not going to say nothing to you because they don't want you to feel unsafe. They don't want you to feel like you're in danger. They don't want you to feel like there's a threat. They don't want to be mocked on social media. They don't want you to go to your social media page and be like, this dude at the gas station going to tell me. And then if he follow you, you're going to be like, well, damn, man. And so there's a lot of pressure on men on how to approach, how to holler at y'all. Do you even want to be talked to in this space? So it's just like, I just felt unsafe. And so it's just like, well, damn, I ain't going to say nothing if I don't know this woman. So you got a lot of men that may be interested in you, but they don't know the proper protocol or how to approach. Do you want to be approached? You know, and so it's creating a space of men just going to not say nothing. And then y'all like, well, these men ain't saying nothing. And then when they do, it's like, I felt unsafe. I didn't like what he said. So it just becomes like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. And so nothing happens. And we supposed to be mind readers. We supposed to know the protocol. We don't know you. We don't know you. We want to get to know you. We see you, we interested in you, but we don't know you. We don't know what you're comfortable with, what's going on. So it's kind of almost like in this day and age, women have to do more just to make sure it's safe. It's a go before men even activate. Because the activated men, you might look at them as creepy or too pushy or love bombers or whatever. So it's hard trying to navigate, you know, how we supposed to move as men towards the women. And my preference is I'll just holler at you from a distance on Instagram. Because it's a safe distance. So if there is any interest there, you can just holler back in the DM and it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't approach women that I don't know. Like I don't see a woman out in public and I'll be like, yeah, man, I'm pulling up. I don't pull up. I don't walk up. Nah. You know what I'm saying? You got to approach me. And I'm not being on some old cocky, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? You won't shimmy this, you got to approach nigga, man. You know, you see what it is, ladies, man. I'm a catch in this mug, man. You know what I'm saying? If you want some of this, you want some of this, what I got to offer and shit, you got to approach me. You know what I'm saying? These ladies need to understand and feel that I'm a catch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. I'm getting after it. You know what I'm saying? Financially independent. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. Good looking dude or whatever, man. You got to come to me. It's not even like that. For me, it's like I don't want to bother you. I don't know you. I don't know what you prefer. So I just watch from a distance. And I got to be pressured to come up with the dialogue that's smooth and it's going to stick. It's a lot going on. So I'm just like, nah, I see you over there. And I just log you in and be like, she fine. That's it. Done. She fine in my brain. I ain't about to do nothing. So it's a lot, man. It's a lot. So, you know, men are in a place now where we don't know how to approach. It's not that we lack the confidence. It's not any of that. It's not that we're scared of y'all. We don't know what kind of protocol you have set up as an individual in this day and age. So a lot of men are erring on the side of caution by not saying nothing at all. So y'all gonna have to crack the door open enough to where if you are interested in a man, you got to crack the door open enough to be, oh, I can come. Okay, all right. So then I can walk through the door of further conversation, further communication. Y'all got to do your part. You got to do your part. Cause these is tough times. Tough times out here, man. All right, I gotta pay some more bills though, real quick. All right. So we partying now. Football's back in full swing, you know what I'm saying? The NFL's going, man. We tailgating, we partying, we having cookouts, you know what I'm saying? Come over and watch the game, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you be having a little fun, man. You want to chug something. That chug life, man. Shotgunning beers shouldn't be a hassle. If you into that shotgun life, if you like to shotgun a beer, just go. Ah, ah. And ain't no judgment on that lifestyle. If you want to party hard and get to chugging the beers, listen. You need the right tool to get the party started. Discover Chug Card. Go to www.chuggear.com to check out their site. All right. You can get a stainless steel credit card size card, right? It's perfect for it quickly punctures the cans for shotgunning. It fits perfectly around the can, allows for a perfect hole in your beer to shotgun. It doubles as a bottle opener. So if you don't want to chug, if you want to be more classy than the beer chug, you could just use it as a bottle opener and you still in the mix, you still in the party, but you know, you classy with it. You classy with your drink. You know what I'm talking about? You feel me? And so that's dope. So whenever you, whatever you into, you know what I'm saying? It fits right in your wallet. It's always ready for action. It's ideal for watching Sunday football, golf courses, camping, parties. Even if you don't drink, pulling out a chug card makes you the life of the party. It's easy to use. So even if you don't drink and they party, you're like, hey, man, use this card on that. And then watch people just flourish in the good times, man. The good times. Now, you know, I would chug something like, you know, maybe. Don't be judging me. Don't be judging me. But I would chug Liquid Death. All right. I would chug some Liquid Death at a party. I know it's water. I know it's water in the can, but listen, first of all, Liquid Death is some of my favorite water on the streets right now. If you haven't had a cold or a nice, cool, chilled Liquid Death, let me tell you something, you're missing out. So since it's in a can, I got my chug gear card, bow, and I can let that flourish. I can let that just drizzle down and drip because it's water. My clothes ain't going to get messed up. It's going to be a good time. I'm still the life of the party. I'm not drinking the alcohol. I'm having a great time. So Liquid Death in the can. Yo, we should have a party where we all get chug cards. Let's all get some chug gear cards. And just have a Liquid Death chug party where we just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. That way we getting the water in because I want y'all drinking more water and then we having a good ass time. You know what I'm saying? That's just for me. Anyway, get your chug card today with our special offer. You know what I'm saying? Get 15% off your first order only at www.chuggear.com. Use the code VERBAL and don't miss out. Visit www.chuggear.com. Verbal is the code. And now, and get the party started, man. Let's get the party started. You know what I'm saying? That Liquid Death go hard, man. And I'm going to chug that. I'm going to chug that on my Instagram, man. I'm going to be like, man, crack it open. Crack it open. Now, watch when I clip all this dating stuff and relationship stuff. People are going to be pulling up now to my little clips. As before, y'all be ignoring the shit out of my clips. But anytime I mention me and relationships and dating, y'all be pulling up. You nosy motherfuckers. Huh? Now that I'm opening up a little bit about me on the dating front, now y'all probably going to want to pull up, man. Sick of it. Sick of it, man. Because y'all not interested in me outside of the dating space. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? We want to know what's it like on the dating space for you. Well, nah, let's talk about nah, man. Fuck all that, Tom. Watch out. Move. Are you dating? Who you dating? What you like? Who you into? Who you attracted to? Who you dating? I'm not talking about the Saints. The patron saints, y'all love me as a person. The patron saints, y'all excluded from this. I'm talking about the people on the outside. I'm talking about the, you know what I'm saying, the onlookers. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all got love for me beyond, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the freeloaders. You know what I'm saying? The ones that don't look at my flyers. The ones that, you know, don't watch the clips. Unless it's involved in the relationship stuff. That's who I'm pointing to. You. All right, since we all about dating, what else y'all want to know about my dating life? What y'all want to know? What y'all want to know right here, right now, man? Huh? What y'all want to know? What questions you got? Hmm? Beneath the Surface, man, the jizz, I love that song. Would you ever date someone who disliked Cats? Now, here's the thing. You're going to have to put up with the Cats. So if you're allergic, that's one thing. But if you dislike Cats, I mean, the Cats are here. It's tough. It's like you're going to have to learn to like them. Because they going to be around. They going to be there. They my partners in crime. You know what I'm saying? They family. They family. So it's like, that's kind of a, if you hate cats, if you dislike cats, whatever, it's going to be tough. That means I always got to go to your house. And then if you come over to mine, I got to lock them up. Nah, man. I mean, they're not allowed in the bedroom. So, like, if we in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The cats won't be in there. But when you come out the bedroom, no, they're going to be on you. And Dapper and Midnight, they social. You come over to my house, they on your neck. They on you. You know what I'm saying? You come to my house, Midnight be like, so where you from? Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. How you meet Tone? How you meet Tone? Oh, okay. What you got on? That coconut, a little citrus vibe. Yeah, where you live at? Oh, okay. Traffic be crazy. What's going on? Midnight gonna be on your neck. You gonna sit down? He gonna try to get in your lap? He like, what your coochie smell like? Okay, I see why Tony feeling you. Hey, man, he got good taste. So do I. How can I fit into this equation? Midnight is gonna be on your neck. So if you hate cats, you're going to be like, can you put them up? And I'm going to be like, man, these my dogs, man. They cats, but they my dogs. So if we're going to be doing this every time, man, look out, man. Watch out. Watch out. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work, man. I want my boys to be valued, man. I want Dapper and Midnight to be valued and respected. Now, if you're allergic, I get it. But Sabrina was allergic to cats and still got the cats. She was living with cats that she was allergic to. And I know, you know, it's a lot of people out here that are allergic. They'll be like, man, I'm just taking the allergies, man, because I love these. You know what I mean? And I don't expect everybody to be that extreme, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what else? Candy Camby asks, the perfect date for me. I'm really low maintenance when it comes to like a good ass date, man. Like hiking is going on a hike together or anything like that, or like a walk through the wilderness. That would be like ideal. Because to me, nah, not the zoo. The zoo is done. I'm kind of off zoos now. But just like if I was still into the zoo like that, it would be one ultimate date would be dope. In Chicago, there's the Lincoln Park Zoo. It's free. You just walk into the zoo from the neighborhood. You just can casually stroll into an actual zoo. There's no charge. There's no gate, nothing. You just in the neighborhood, and you can just walk into an actual zoo, Lincoln Park Zoo. Like, you know, if I was still into zoos like that, because, you know, I'd be feeling sorry for the animals now, but like that would be an ultimate date. Like, you know, we walking through the zoo, we talking, it's a vibe, it's chill, we in the city. Stuff like that is like, vibes for me. Just walking and talking. Or even like walking through a city, walking through a dope part of the city is dope. Walking through like a park or whatever. Even sitting in the car, talking, stuff like that, man. I'm very like low key on dates. Like I don't need all that extravagant shit. Like all the extras and a date in a loud environment, I'm out. I'm out, man. A date in a loud environment, man. Look out, man. I can barely hear you. I can barely hear what's going on. And a lot of restaurants and stuff like that are loud. But car conversations where it's quiet and we could just talk, clutch. Those are great, great date spots. What else? Shout it. Would you date someone who's a fan? Yeah, like, yes, and here's where I would get kind of, you know, skittish with, though. I value my fans. Like, I really value people that are true fans of me. And I like that. Like, I love the fact that I have fans, like people that really get my sense of humor and that are supportive and, you know, I can make them laugh and just like that. That means a lot to me. And so, honestly, I don't be wanting to mess that up. And I feel like, you know, if we do start dating and we, you know, it doesn't work out or we butt heads or whatever, I don't want to lose a fan. Like, I don't want you to start seeing me and now you're not laughing no more, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's just not the same because, you know, we just couldn't make it work. And I'm not scared as far as, like, you know, I found out Tony was a piece of shit. No, I'm not worried about that because I'm not a piece of shit like that. But that's where I would just be, oh, you a fan. I wouldn't want to mess up the fanhood. You know, I still want you to see me and, like, you know what I'm saying, listen to my jokes and like what I got to offer as an artist. And so that's the only part of, like, dating a fan where I just be like, I don't want to fuck that up. But yeah, ultimately, though, I definitely need you to find me funny. You know what I'm saying? At least respect what I do. So, yeah, I guess I would date a fan. Yes. 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 Tanisha Turner, what's your favorite date movie? What do you mean? Favorite date movie? What you mean exactly? Is it a dating movie? Is it a romantic comedy? Or is it, what's the best movie I saw on a date? She also asked, would you date a fan that's not a Patreon member? That's not a Patreon member? Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. Don't date no fans. But what if she becomes a fan through the dating process? Miss McKeeba, now hold on, Tony Baker. I asked two non-dating questions over here. All right, where are they? Hold on, let me find them. You got the question marks on there so I can see them? Because if you ain't got the big question marks, I might miss them. Do you think, Candy Cammy asks, do you think oversharing is too much after 3 months of dating? Shit, what's oversharing? You know what I mean? Like, what's considered the overshare? 2Jesse asks, would you ever join a dog into the household? Yeah, I'm not opposed to a dog. It's got to be a big dog, though. Got to be a big dog. I don't see your questions, Miss McKeeba. You probably didn't have the question marks on there. If you don't have the question marks, I ain't going to see them. Sweet Tea and Biscuits, can you talk about the new house and where you are at in the revamp process and the layout? So I still haven't moved in yet. I met with some interior design people today and Melissa. So we were all at the new place today talking about what I would want. You know, what we could do. So we're in the very beginning stages of that. What I realize is that this could take some time. So what I'm thinking about doing is I'm going to stay in my old place probably for another couple months while I get this house worked on to where it's set up to where it's me. So what we discovered in my primary bathroom is that we could probably make the tub a shower, since the shower in my primary is kind of small, we can make that into a bigger shower. Since I don't use the tub, I would rather be out of the way completely while they work on stuff than having to move in. Because I do want them to install like a door I want them to install like a door that separates the bathroom from the primary. Because right now the primary, it just goes right into the bathroom. And I'm like, I need a door here for like privacy. And so, yeah, because I don't use, realistically, I don't use the tub. And the tub is bigger than the shower. And so it's just like, you know, the shower's like off to the side. It's like, I don't need a ton of space in the shower, but I would like the option and the sit down. And so, so we had that meetup today. And so I hit my landlord up. I was like, yo, Willie, man, I might still be up in there for a couple more months if that's cool. He's like, yeah, that's fine. I'm sure that's fine to him because he's going to get that guaranteed rent because I ain't never late on my rent. It's just going to be pricey for me because I got to pay the mortgage and the extra rent. So my pockets is going to be getting assassinated for a while now. But, you know, and so that's where I'm at now. In the very early stages of setting everything up, I want to get a proxy, the garage. I want to paint some rooms. And so, yeah, we just getting started. And so, yeah, the tub is just, I took one bath. I got a tub now. I only got in that thing one time. And it's cool to have like a tub option. It sounds cool. Like if I have a lady friend over and they just want to unwind in the pool, it sounds attractive, right? Well, you just, I'll just relax in your tub. But like, come on, man. Just give me a good ass shower. Let's be real. The majority of the time, that tub ain't getting touched. But the shower is a daily operation. So I would rather have a shower on 10. Let's be real. Let's see. Jay Edwards asks, if a woman lets you smash within the first few weeks of dating, does that change how you see her? No. Because we grown, man. We grown. You know what I'm saying? You know who you want to smash as soon as you see them. Sometimes they have to grow on you or whatever, but you know what? We know what it is. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, if she's just out here smashing everybody all the time, then I'll be like, hey, you just getting it in, huh? Then I might be like, eh, you know what I'm saying? But like, Let's say, you know what I'm saying, she normally don't be doing it that quick, but it's, you know what I'm saying, the vibe is right. I just want to take you down, Tone. And then I'll be like, well, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to look at you differently. I'll be like, oh, all right, shit. Let's see what can happen. Carla asks, would you have preferred a new build or the remodeling job? The new build would have been nice, but the area, for me, I could have easily got like a brand new house, like built from scratch, but I wouldn't have liked the area that it was in for walking purposes. Like, the big thing about me is I walk a lot. So a lot of areas where those new houses are getting built up, there's not a lot going on around them walking wise. Like visually, you can just tell stuff was just a new development. And it's just like, so you walking past new development stuff. And so I want already established neighborhoods that I'm attracted to. That's what I want to move into. Yeah, like, you know, building a house from scratch would be ideal. But then I would have to, what comes along with that is, I'm walking through New Developmentville. And it's just like it's new developments over there behind Six Flags and like, you know, even Porter Ranch. It's just like, yeah, it's nice over here, but it's too new and it's got no personality, no vibe. And I'm just walking through new developments. Nah, like where I bought my house now, I'm super attracted to the walking visuals of where I am. And so it's just like, yeah, this. Because I walk all the time. So that was very important to me. So I'm still trying to find her questions. I want to at least get one of hers answered the way she came at me. Miss Makeba. First question. Do you feel your podcast tour with Purging, releasing is helping you tap into your creativity? Oh, do you feel like your podcast, with my podcast that I'm purging, releasing is helping? You know what? Yeah, actually, yeah. Because like even today's episode, I feel like I'm getting some creative juices out. I'm getting some creative, like even talking about this dating stuff can lead into new material for me on stage. And so that's a great outlet for me, like especially since I'm usually home alone. So I'm not really talking outside of like my brother and Shan and Shift and, you know what I'm saying, Lena and Letta and Mishi and, you know, my usual suspects in TC. I talk to them when we play video games, but like stuff like this, like current events and like, you know, stuff like that and dating and stuff. I feel like me talking about this on Verbal Cardio is helping my creative juices as well. So, yeah. That's a good question, though. Joannie, did I say your name right? Joannie, would you date an established celebrity knowing your whole life would be in the tabloids? I would. It would be annoying, but I, you know, because if I like you, I just like you. You know what I mean? And so I don't think that would be annoying. I don't know if I could withstand it. But I would give it a shot if it was somebody that, you know, I liked or whatever. And so I'd just be like, well, you know what I'm saying? I'd give it a go and see if I can muster through that. A high profile woman. Yeah, I'd give it a shot. I would give it a go. I'd be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Because I am finding myself in spaces where celebrity women know me. And so, you know, I very, very much could wind up in a situation with a famous woman. And Sabrina actually told me to holler at Khalees. She was like, yo, you shoot your shot at Khalees? I was like, nah, like, you should. Nah, it's not that I'm feeling myself at all. It's just that they talk to me. So, you know, they just be cool. And so since they talk to me, it's just regular conversation could end up, you know, it's not me feeling myself. It's just that they're comfortable talking to me. And so that just opens the gate to more relationships in terms of, and not just dating, just relationships in general, whether it be a friendship or, you know, whatever the case. They have access to me and I have access to them. So it's just like, you never know. And so being that they are familiar with me, you just never know what could happen. And so I leave that door open. And Khalees, let me tell you something, man. Khalees is, I'ma just hush. But like even with Khalees, like, you know, I support her brand, like, you know, her products. I bought her her body butter, her skin butter thing. I bought I keep getting her sofrito. I be getting her seasonings and stuff like that. And she has this brain food that I get. So I'll be supporting her brand for sure. And she looks amazing. Like, you know, we all see Khalees. She looks incredible. And she already got kids, too. That's a plus. She already got kids. So, you know. Somebody asked earlier, would I date somebody that was tall? Yeah. That's the thing, though. If I dated Khalees, I wouldn't feel comfortable playing Nas in her presence. That's the only thing. Because I don't, you know what I'm saying? That could be a trigger for her. That could be like, man, turn this shit off. It could be. I don't know. She might not be tripping, but I don't know. But I wouldn't feel comfortable like me and Khalees hanging out, and then I'd be like, shorty, say what's your price? And it's just like, you know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't know. And you know, that's my favorite rapper, though. That's the thing, man. He's my favorite rapper. He's not just a rapper I listen to on occasion. He's my number one rapper. And so it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But that would be a discussion I would have early on. Like if we did start talking, that would be a discussion I had early on. I'd be like, so listen. You know what I'm saying? I know who your ex-husband is, and he just happens to. I would just test the waters and see, you know, where she at with that. But yeah. Let's see what else. Let me do one more question. What are my thoughts on situationships? My thoughts on, here's my thing, y'all. I'm big on, and I know some people don't like to hear this because they're very relationship set minded. I like to go with the flow. I like for it to flow organically. I don't like for shit to be too pressed and too structured and too under the gun of time restraints and all of that. So when I look at people, whatever, as long as you're clear in the communication of what you're looking for, what you want, and how you feel in that certain space, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I know that you're looking for a straight up relationship, no games, No, we not just smashing. If I know that's what you on, I'm going to leave you alone if I'm not on that same page with you. I'm not going to be over here wasting your time. I'm not going to try to convince you to change your, none of that. It's just like, all right, we are two different spaces. Let me respect that. And so I try to be very mindful of that. Now, what happens sometimes is that people might come around the corner. You know what? I know what I said. I want to smash. I want to take you down. Then it's like, you know, it still kind of goes back to what you said initially, though. It's like, you sure? Because you said, you know what I mean? And so you have these situations where people think they changed their mind, but they really didn't. And so it could get sticky. For me, I'm in a space now where I'm not pressed for time. I'm not pressed to be in a relationship, to get married or anything. I'm not opposed to any of it. I'm not opposed to a relationship. I'm not opposed to marriage. I'm down for either one of them, but I'm not pressed, and that's not the end all be all. And everything is not off the table with me. You know what I'm saying? If we just going to be smashing and kicking it, all right, let's get it. If you know, you don't want that, respect. I'll fall back, you know. And so what I really feel like, and what I've noticed that people are doing, is they're just judging the fuck out of everybody and every single thing. And then they're standing on their standards so much that they end up alone, you know. And that's fine. Like, you know, if you rather be alone and stand on your standards, that's fine too. But a lot of people are missing out on things. A lot of people are judging others. Like, people are just judging the shit out of Neo because he got the polyamorous thing going. And people just in the comments just talking shit. Meanwhile, it looked like they're having a good ass time. And so let people do them, especially if it doesn't involve you. Like, you know, if you can't do, you know, an open relationship, well, then don't. But don't be shitting on people that are in it. You know what I mean? Like, well, they put it out there for the public, then we just gonna say something. That's cool, but it's still your energy. It's still your action. You still can shut the fuck up. You know, a lot of people will, it couldn't be me. It couldn't be me to death. Couldn't be me. I could never. We know. Good for you. You want some crackers and some cookies because you couldn't do some shit? Do you want some cookies? Couldn't be. I could never. Well, cheers. But do you have to say it every time they come up in your feed? Every time they come up in your feed, couldn't be. I could never. See, look at them now. Look at them now. You know, it's like, it's weird energy. I just look at it like, if they happy, I'm happy for them. That's the vibe I'm on. As long as ain't nobody getting physically abused, physically assaulted, mentally abused, groomed, ain't no pedophilia going on. Have at it, man. Live your life. Live your life, man. Let people do them. You know, everybody has different standards as far as how they look at relationships. Everybody. And it's like I say all the time, relationships are like fingerprints. Every relationship is going to be different. It's going to be relationships that look different than yours. You just got to let people do them, whatever works for them. Within your relationship, that's what you need to focus on. Focus on what you can and can't do within your relationship. That's all you can do. And if you're a control freak, good luck. Good luck with that. Because you got to remember, yeah, you're a control freak. You like to be in control. You like to call the shots. But you also got to consider that you're in a relationship with another individual. And as much as we want to, as much as we just crave controlling another adult, we cannot. You cannot control another person. I know that's the fantasy, that's the reality, that's the dream for some of y'all to be able to control any and everything, but you cannot. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind that you cannot control your partner 100%. Yeah, you could manipulate, you could do all this slick shit, but at the end of the day, we have no control over other people. And so the best you can hope for is that y'all vibe. Y'all get along. Y'all have similar goals. Y'all have similar ideals. Y'all have similar passions. Y'all are interested in what each other thinks and feels. And y'all got a similar sense of humor, a similar sense of style to where y'all can just come together and enjoy each other's company. That's what it's all about, man. Get you somebody that you enjoy their company. Start with that. I enjoy your company. Start with that and then let everything flourish as it flourishes. Stop rushing. Stop putting the pressure on shit. Stop making somebody into something they are not. Then you're going to end up stressed. You're going to end up disappointed. You're going to end up frustrated. Take your time, man. Get to know people. Observe them. Watch how they move. Y'all just be creating more stress for yourself. And so just vibe with people, man. Get around people where you're around them and you're just like, you know what? You a good time. I like talking to you. When you find yourself constantly in those moments when you're in the company of someone, where you just find yourself, that's why I fuck with you. That's why I like you. You know what? I like this. I like your energy. You just make me smile. That where y'all are just being yourselves, being comfortable, and you just noticing, just like, you know what, I like this right here. I like what you're doing. I like what you're saying. You know what, when you came into the room, I just felt better immediately. Focus on people like that, to where it's just like, man, I'm glad you're here. All this other shit is just noise. noise and ridiculousness. And life is too short to be unhappy, y'all. Life is too short to be unhappy. Strive for that peace, peace above all else. If somebody's not bringing you peace, if somebody is stressing you out, it's time to wrap it up, man. If you are unhappy with a person, and you might not want to take advice from me because, like, Tony's single, man. You might not want to take my advice. But I do know this. Life is too short to be unhappy. Some of y'all are just sitting in relationships just to say you in a relationship. Meanwhile, you're stressed, you're frustrated, you're unfulfilled, you're sexless. But just to say you in a relationship, or you're in a relationship because of financial issues, because it's better to just stay in this relationship you're not even feeling no more just because of the financial situations that you're in. Me, I just want peace, quiet, happiness, good vibes. That's what I strive for. After what I've been through in life, I don't need nothing less. So anyway, sorry this was all relationshipy, the whole podcast, but here we are. Verbal cardio, man. You never know. You never know. You never know. So I apologize. If you wanted me to talk about movies and other stuff, man, my bad. My bad. Well, verbal cardio, man, listen. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten in hours. I want to thank my patron saints, man. I really appreciate y'all, man. Y'all get me, y'all support, y'all are here, you value my existence. And I value yours, and I appreciate you. 100% appreciation. Anyway, if you are in San Diego, I will be at the La Jolla Comedy Store October 25th through the 27th. That's going to be 5 shows, Friday through Sunday. This tour, I'm experimenting. Normally, I do Tuesday through Saturday. This tour, I'm doing Friday through Sunday. I want to see if Sunday sells better than Thursdays. So I'm going to experiment with that on this tour next year. But if you are in the San Diego area, please pull up. If you are in the LA area, Tony Bacon Friends is October 28th. I got a fire lineup for October 28th. Fire lineup. So I want y'all to be in the building. I only got 3 Tony Bacon Friends left before I go on that hiatus. So if you are in the LA area, get your asses in there. Buy the tickets early so I ain't got to promote till the bitter end, man. Get your asses in there. Let's go out with a bang. It's only 3 shows left, October, November, December. All right. So get in there while the getting is good, shorty. Get in there while the getting is good. Also, man, make sure you go to the doctor. Make sure you're going to the doctor. I just made me another doctor's appointment for later on in the month, man. I don't be bullshitting, man. I pay for health insurance. You best believe I'm going to the doctor, man. Get your physicals, get your blood work, get all that done. All of it. I want to make sure I'm on the up and up. You know what I'm saying? I want another diabetes check. I want to check, make sure I ain't got diabetes, man. Just to make sure. X-ray me up, man. Look at my bones. Look at all that. Look at my booty hole. Look at my stool. I will admit, I'm raggedy at returning the stool samples. I'll be raggedy. I got to do it this time. I'll be raggedy. The kid be like, all right, here's the stuff. I'll be like, I never want to do it. I never want to do it, but I got to do it. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I appreciate y'all. And thank you for tuning in to another session of that verbal cardio.
This is Jana Kramer from Wind Down with Jana Kramer. Hey, quick question for the parents listening right now. When's the last time your kid asked for something and you actually felt good saying yes? Because lately, a lot of families have been hearing the same thing. Can I have Lingo Kids, please? And here's the thing. Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids with more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows. Astronauts, wild animals, superheroes, dinosaurs. It's literally everything kids love all in one place. So when they ask for it, you can actually feel good saying yes. Download Lingo Kids for free and start exploring today, or unlock even more amazing content with Lingo Kids Plus. And if you go with the yearly plan, you can save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play. Lingo Kids, everything kids love.